Take heart if you do not know how to pray, for you have the help of God Himself to make your prayer life effective. If you have a problem with your prayer life, listen to these words from Romans 8, verses 26 and 27. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. But he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. What a blessed word of encouragement that is. It admits the fact of our needs, on the one hand, and the presence of divine assistance, on the other hand. Now that truth makes the more certain the assurance of our deliverance in the Lord Jesus Christ. To be a Christian means more than that I met God at some point in time past. It means God is personally involved in my life now. The Holy Spirit is helping me in my weakness and with my needs now. I'm not alone. My deliverance in Christ is aided by the personal presence and ministry of God Himself. Consider first the fact of our infirmities. The Bible states, the Spirit helps our infirmities. It recognizes the truth that we're beset with infirmities. But what is an infirmity? It is a weakness, an inability to produce the desired result, a lack of strength. It's not a physical limitation, which is the point of reference, but a spiritual inability, which is the concern of our text. Now, no person is sufficient of himself. All could say, I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. Not that we're sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God. And that's why we need the help of the Holy Spirit. Blessed is the man who recognizes the presence of his infirmities, for then he will flee to God for help. Second, consider the nature of our infirmities. The Bible states the area where we have a great need for the help of the Holy Spirit, saying, we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. The particular nature of the infirmity with which the text is concerned is our inability in prayer. Now, when the text says, we know not, it used a word for know, which means full knowledge. In what area do we lack full knowledge in prayer? The text says, we know not what we should pray for as we ought. Actually, the definite article, the, comes before the pronoun what in the Greek text, so that it would read, we know not the what we should pray for. And it indicates we do not know the specific petitions for which we should pray. We know general object of prayer, but not specific petitions. I'm sure you've experienced that in your own prayer life. But thank God for the help of the Holy Spirit to enable us to pray effectively. Take heart if you do not know how to pray. You have the help of God Himself to make your prayer life effective. Third, consider the help in our infirmities. The statement, the Spirit helps our infirmities, is followed by the statement, the Spirit itself makes intercession for us. Now that word help is a very interesting term. It is formed from three words in the Greek language in which the Apostle Paul first wrote it. Those three words are together with, over against, to take. Picture a person bearing a large box which was so heavy it was almost beyond his strength to carry it. Another sees his need and comes to him. He comes to the opposite side of the box, takes hold, and carries a part of the weight. Now that's the picture involved in that word, help. And that's what the Holy Spirit does for us. When we falter in prayer, He comes to our rescue by taking hold on the other side of the problem and helping us see it through, bless the Lord. How does the Holy Spirit help us in prayer? He makes intercession for us. Intercession means to act in behalf of another. It's a word of rescue. It means He represents us before God, even as weak as our prayers are, and makes them effective. Intercession, a word of rescue. The Holy Spirit comes to our rescue in prayer and enables us to pray effectively. Notice that the Holy Spirit makes intercession for us. Now that term for means in behalf of us. The Holy Spirit of God prays with us and for us as we pray. Now that's almost too good to be true, isn't it? There's a misunderstanding of the statement that the Spirit makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Now some think that the experience of speaking in unintelligible utterance, meaningless sounds which are called unknown tongues, is here referred to. But it means nothing of the sort. The term groan, the Spirit makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered, does not mean unintelligible language or unknown tongues. This is the same word that's used in verse 22 of Romans 8, where the inanimate creation is said to be groaning and travailing in pain. Well, surely no one believes the inanimate creation is speaking in unknown tongues. The term means to sigh within one's spirit. Now, whatever the groaning is, the Bible says, it cannot be uttered. Now, if it cannot be uttered, it cannot be uttered, whether in normal human language or in supernatural language. To say the meaning of Romans 8:26 refers to unknown tongues is to abuse the true meaning of Scripture. The Holy Spirit takes our poorly worded prayers and presents them without words. By the communication of heart deep sighs, they are understood, honored, and received before God. Now here's the solution to our need. He that searches the hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Now that statement teaches several basic truths. First, God searches the heart. He does not see as man sees. Man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart. And the Bible says, neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Second, God knows the mind, that is the intent, the bent, the thought of the Holy Spirit who intercedes for us. So the object of thought of the Spirit of God is known to God. And third, God receives the intercession of the Spirit because the Holy Spirit always intercedes according to the will of God. Therefore, our prayers to God are always received with favor before God because of the help of the Holy Spirit. What a blessed solution to our infirmities. Take heart, fellow Christian. You're important to God. Your prayers are received before God, and the Holy Spirit is involved personally in seeing that it is so. Father, we stand in amazement at the realization of how you have moved in grace by making prayer available to your dear children. Thank you that as God the Father, you hear. Thank you that as God the Holy Spirit, you assist. Thank you that as God the Son, we can come in your name. Thank you for the blessed privilege of answered prayer and the victory it brings to our lives through Jesus our Lord. Amen.